Okay, so we are recording now. And Brian, for starters, please state your name and your title.
Brian Hafner, MoDOT Area Engineer.
All right. Now, Brian, MoDOT is looking into putting in a J-turn in Clark. What are the plans? Well, why don't you start out by explaining for our listeners exactly what a J-turn is?
Well, a J-turn is a new type of intersection that MoDOT has used for several years, but a new tool in our toolbox for locations on four-lane highways where we've been experiencing certain types of crashes. And the J-turn concept is that when you pull up on a side road, you can no longer go straight across the highway. In order to go, to go south at Clark on Highway 63, you first have to turn north, do a right turn, go north a couple thousand feet, and then do a U-turn to come back and go south.
All right, and what are the benefits of putting, well, first of all, where exactly is it going to go near Clark, and what are the benefits of putting it in?
Well, the intersection with US 63 and routes B and P right at Clark is one that we have experienced some severe crashes and fatalities in the past. And so as part of a road safety audit on Highway 63, we looked at various locations along the highway to find places where some kind of safety improvement might be of benefit. And we determined that that particular location is one that we needed to do something. And we looked at various options, and the J-turn became obvious was the solution for the types of crashes that we were experiencing at that location.
All right, and now, as I understand, there's some people in the area who aren't very happy about that. Do you know why people are opposed to this?
Well, when you do the J-turn, it makes a little bit more difficult to access the side road because no longer can you go straight across from Clark across Highway 63 to Route B going towards Higbee and out in that direction. So in order to make that movement now, you have to go a little bit out of your way. So folks don't like that, a little bit of increased travel time. And then specifically at Clark, the folks there would prefer to have an overpass interchange type of a solution. Unfortunately, that's just so much more expensive than a J-turn that it's beyond what we can afford to do today.
I understand. Now, if I remember correctly, MoDOT has installed these in a few other places with a fair amount of success, am I correct?
That is correct. We've been using them, like I said, for several years at different locations around the state. It's something that we've tried in other locations, and we've found that it does significantly reduce the rate of the severe crashes. The whole point of a J-turn is to try to reduce or eliminate the possibility of the right-angle collisions. Those T-bones, the one that caused the most severe injuries and fatalities at these type of intersections. So we have used them in many other locations, and in fact, the University of Missouri just released a study of J-turns around the state and found that they do significantly decrease both fatalities and severe injuries and then the overall crash rate at intersections like the one at Clark.
And do you know off the top of your head how I can access that Mizzou study?
In fact, I don't know that we have it available. It may have been available through a press release from our central office. I could try to look that up and get that information to you.
That would be awesome if you can, but don't stress yourself out. I could probably find it.
Okay. Now, I do know that if you go to MoDOT's website, MoDOT.org, and then if you scroll down and go to local MoDOT, the Northeast District, we have some information on our page about the that particular intersection at Clark with different information about the past crash history and kind of the involvement process we went through. We heard a lot of concerns from the folks at Clark and kind of talks about the different things that we have done with our design to try to address those as best we can.
All right. Now, I am curious, what are the specific numbers with the J-turn, like cost-wise?
Well, our estimate right now for the intersection at Clark is about $750,000 for the J-turn solution. There's significant amounts of pavement that we have to build for deceleration lanes and then the actual U-turns And in this location, there's a lot of heavy truck traffic with the agricultural community hauling grain and those kind of things. So we have to make some modifications to the U-turn part to accommodate those larger vehicles. So about $750,000 is our current estimate. And then, you know, we talked before about the interchange solution. That estimate is somewhere between $6 and $7 million. So significantly more expensive.
Mm-hmm. Where are you at right now with the plans to put this in? What's the next step, and when could it possibly be installed?
Well, we're currently planning to have a bid opening in May for a combination of this project at Clark and a project at Hinton Road just north of Columbia on Highway 63 as well. We'll combine those two projects together. A bid opening in May, and then construction sometime late in the summer.
All right. Well, I don't really have anything else right now. Is there anything you would like to, anything else you'd like to discuss, or anything you'd like to, anything of note?
Well, you know, you mentioned the fact that there are some folks in the area who don't like the J-turn solution, and we've obviously heard that through the public involvement process that we began last year. MoDOT understands that folks don't necessarily like this solution, but we do have a responsibility to make the highway as safe as we can for not only the folks at Clark, but the 14,000 people who drive up and down Highway 63 every day.
And I don't know if there are any numbers on this even exist, but it seems to me a lot of time when MoDOT implements new, like for example, down by Camdenton, there's a lane that, like, it goes to two lanes and it goes to one, like alternating on sides of the highway.
Mm-hmm.
I remember people were very opposed to that, but now it turns out they kind of like them. Is there anything like that with J-turns?
I don't know if we've had some in long enough. You know, south of Jeff City on Highway 54, we put some J-turns there that, again, folks were very opposed to them at the beginning, but as you get used to them, they become more familiar and easier to use. We've experienced the same thing with roundabouts. When we first started using roundabouts, nobody wanted a roundabout, but after you've gone through them, you get used to them, you understand how they work, they're actually a very good solution. And then similarly with the Virgin Diamond Interchange that was built at Columbia. You know, folks think, when they first hear about it, don't understand or think it's a crazy idea, but once you actually see it and experience it and see how well traffic moves through it, it's actually not a bad thing.
All right. Well, anything else you'd like to add?
I think that'll do it. Any other questions, feel free to give me a call back.
All right, absolutely. Thank you so much for giving me a call tonight. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem.